You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we love you back. The feeling is mutual.
Mwah.
Lately, these lines are filled with people
love
who want to
it.
Be on long time, first time. So let's go to the first people who got in. Here's Christy on the phone. Christy, what are you doing?
Hello.
So far, so good. Hello.
What are you doing? Hello.
All right. Hi.
Hello.
What's going on with you?
I am actually in the car driving back from my daughter's hockey practice.
How did that go today?
It went well. She said it went well. So
that's early. Yeah, my neighbors across the street, they got to get up at like 4 a.m. to go to their kid's hockey practice. And he's
4
like, he's like 9 or 10. Yeah.
Oh,
they're getting up crazy
she's,
early.
Yeah, she's 11, and she actually did two practices this morning. So she was on the ice from 5:45 to 7:45.
Yeah, there you go. So you're getting up early, too.
Yep.
You're up
Holy
there with us.
Crap.
Yes, I'm right up there with you guys. So we listen to you every morning.
Is she good?
And
is
she always just wanted to call in.
Is it worth it? I mean, is she good?
She's amazing.
Is she? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Then it's worth your time.
Wait a minute. So she gets off the ice after 2 hours of skating, and now is she going to school? Is she schooling at home? What's the story?
She's online today. So she's in person Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they're online Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So she'll get home and eat breakfast and then get all of her done.
What a trooper she is.
I remember talking to a buddy of mine whose son played hockey. His son was probably about that age, 10, 11, 12 or something. And what he was talking to me about, Christy, was how ridiculously expensive it is to get all the hockey gear.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God.
Is it bad?
It can be. It can be. It depends on the growth spurt, you know, and,
all right.
And how much they grow in the year. Yeah.
All new pads.
If you get lucky, you can kind of spread it out a couple of years. They only buy a new equipment, you know, a couple pieces here and there. But, but equipment's important, so it's kind of a good idea to have a good helmet, good pads, good skates.
Sure
is. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Rebecca.
Well, you do have to be 18, but I tell you what, we're going to break the rule for just a second. Hand the phone to Rebecca. I have to ask her something.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Rebecca. What's going on? How was practice?
It was good.
Was it?
So I have to ask you something, and this is just between you and me. You don't have to tell your mom what I asked you, okay?
Okay.
Do you love getting up at 5:45 and going to hockey practice, or does your mom make you do it?
I like doing it because it's a way to start off the day, and it's just like really fun to see everybody.
Okay.
Good.
Of course, you're just saying that because your mom is sitting there, but that's good. It's good exercise. And
she's like, I'd prefer if it started at about noon, if we could do that.
Hey, is it all girls on your team?
Yes.
Good for you guys. Do you guys get in fights like the boys hockey?
Please say yes.
We don't get in physical fights, but sometimes they get a little aggressive.
A little smack talk.
A little aggressive. What's the name of the team, by the way?
Crevo School of Hockey Elite. Crevo Girls School of Hockey Elite.
The word elite is in there, Jeremy. She could slam you into the boards, probably.
Probably.
Rebecca, I am so glad that you and your mom called. Thank you for listening every day to the show. We love you guys, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. She sounds so tired. She wants some Rice Krispies in a bed.
She's like, I want to go home now.
That's exhausting.
That's fantastic. Thank you for listening. Here's Rory. Rory, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So a little bird told us that you're like a new listener to our show. You haven't been listening that long. Is that right?
Yeah. So I've been in Colorado about 2-3 years, and I've kind of just like to explore music, so listen to a lot of the local stuff and found you guys and listen to you guys on my way to work.
Well, right on. Thank you.
Well, that means a lot to us. Where'd you come here from?
We moved from North Carolina.
Oh. And what do you think of the move so far? Do you miss North Carolina, or do you like Colorado more?
I have quite enjoyed Colorado. I was really drawn to the mountains here. It's beautiful. And the culture out here is just amazing, too.
It's usually not this smoky, either, just so you know.
Right.
You know.
And I work up in Larimer County, and it's so smoky this morning.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually on my way in for a shift as a massage therapist.
All right. Very good. How tired do your hands get at the end of the day?
Pretty tired, but not as bad as when I was working when I was pregnant. They got so swollen.
Oh, I bet.
What brought you to Colorado? Was it work or just wanted a new adventure?
A combination of both, actually. The massage culture out here actually pulled me in because there's so many active people out, you know, hiking, biking.
I didn't know we had a massage culture.
More people coming in for the maintenance work to take care of their bodies. You know, that monthly care is so important.
Hey, everybody ever have anybody lay there with their jeans on? Keep their jeans on?
Yeah. Like Jeremy?
So I'll do it, but I got to leave my jeans on.
I give them a hard time about it. Will you talk to them, Rory? Please?
Are there other weirdos out there like that?
Just tell them to get naked.
To your comfort level.
Yeah, all right. And then I'm leaving my pants on.
There you go.
I don't want Rory getting all handsy on me.
I mean, I take everything.
Well, we
off.
Know. He's you don't even need the towel.
And the thing is, I start in the waiting room. I'm not even waiting. I'm
the
just
weird
like
thing, he starts rubbing himself before you even start rubbing him, is the weird thing.
So what Rory is saying is that people in North Carolina were lazy slugs. They didn't do anything. She had to come to Colorado.
Come here for big business.
Find the active crowd. Well,
there you go.
Hey, it means a lot to us that you listen. Thank you for choosing the Dom and Jeremy Show as a new Colorado resident. We appreciate you, Rory.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have
see
a
you
great
later.
Day. Thanks for being on the show. Who's been holding the longest? Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
So glad you called. How long have you been listening to this show?
Since it was the Dom and Joe Show.
Holy crap, Kathy, that was back in the 90s.
Long time.
Tell me about it.
You're old, Kathy.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, I got to know, what took you so long? You've been listening for over 20 years. What took you so long to call us?
Well, I've tried to call a few times, but I always get a busy signal, and I'm usually heading to work at this time, so I just head to work.
Well, you know, it's a very popular show.
Yeah,
what can I say?
Going.
I hear. Yes. Every day. Yeah.
So what do you do then, Kathy? Where are you driving to?
I'm a customer service manager for a wholesale book company.
No kidding.
All right, then.
What does customer service person for a book company do? Like, what does your job entail?
Well, I listen to people call me up and tell me I sent them the wrong book.
Right. Or like maybe they got a book and it's missing, pages 12 through 19.
You got it.
That's
then you
funny.
Have to go out to the warehouse and see if the other 400 of them are missing those pages too.
Man, paper cuts.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, I guess I'm going to be doing chores now that the Broncos aren't going to be playing until Monday.
Well, it's time. Your house is filthy. I mean, my goodness.
I mean, I waited the whole summer for this football season, and here we are.
Here you are, mopping floors.
She hasn't straightened up her house since the 90s either.
Right.
So,
every once in a while, you know.
You're delightful. I don't know if you have a question for us or not. Do you?
No, I've been listening forever. I think I know it all.
You know everything about us.
Well, it means the world to us, Kathy. Thank you for listening for so long, and I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
All right, you take care. Do we have time to squeeze in one more?
One more. Squeeze it in there.
It's Katie. Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So glad you called us. How long have you been listening?
Not nearly as long as the last caller, only like a year or two, but I really enjoy listening to you guys when I'm on my way to school in the mornings.
Oh, that's
Thank
cool.
You.
What are you studying?
Well, I'm actually the teacher. I teach middle school instrumental music.
Instrumental
music.
Like
instruments?
An instrument in particular?
Or all
like
of them?
Band and orchestra.
So how many instruments do you play?
I technically can play all of them.
Whoa!
As an educator, I need to know how to teach all of them.
Can you play the jug and the spoons?
I tried playing the spoons. It's actually quite tricky.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a drum set, and I played the drums. But since then, I have made attempts at a variety of instruments, and somehow my brain is not wired to do that, I don't think, because I cannot seem to grasp it.
Yeah. We're putting my son Reed into guitar lessons, and our producer Josh is actually going to be the one teaching him. He's going to be coming to the house and teaching him, and I kind of was going to sit in the other room and kind of try to learn like a little two for one.
That would be cool.
Sit in the other room.
Guitar is the one instrument I struggle with.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a chick magnet.
My wife is used to teach piano. She's so good that she was a teacher for many years, and she has sat down with me a couple of times. But to me, having your left hand do one thing and your right do another, that's why I struggle with guitar too. That whole concept of doing two different things with your hands. Like I said, I don't think my brain
gotta develop
revolts.
That muscle memory or something.
I guess.
What's the one you play the best, Katie? What's the best instrument you got?
Flute is what I've played the longest.
You got it with you? You have it with you right now?
Please say yes.
Not in the car, no.
Oh.
I am parking at school, so in a minute or two I'll have it.
Well, why don't you call us back in a minute or two and play the flute for
play
us?
Play us a little something.
Uh-huh. A little ditty. Yankee Doodle.
All right, I could do that.
All right. Well, you are delighted. Do you have a question for us or no?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, it means a lot to us that you listen. Thank you for listening for a couple of years. I hope you have a great day at school, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
You
bye.
Too, Katie. That's how long time, first time works.
Easy.
People who've listened for a year or two, people who've listened for 25 years, doesn't matter. And those of you taking your kids to hockey practice at 5:45.
Bless your hearts.
Wow.
Man.